So what is, you talked about the kind of the baseline for devotion, and that can look, a devotion can look different for different people, but has some different, basically some baselines. What does a consecration look like in a person's life?
Okay, now we want to be very, very careful here, because consecration is one of those words that you, that's used with a lot of sloppiness today.
Mm-hmm.
People say, for example, Our Lady of Fatima called for consecration of her Immaculate Heart. And so, well, St. Louis de Montfort talked about consecration, and the assumption is they're the same thing.
Right.
These are not, okay? The particular consecration associated with St. Louis de Montfort is not a general consecration. For example, parents can't use this to consecrate their children to the Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the kind of act that can only be made by an individual. You can't make a total self-gift on behalf of anybody else.
Amen. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. There are other forms of consecration that parents can pray for their children, mm-hmm. which don't have that total form to it. Next, for St. Louis de Montfort, it is both for everybody and not for everybody. And what he means by that is that this is a very serious step that you make in the spiritual life. And so you can't make it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And so his assumption, again, is the first thing you need to do is to get the baseline of a relationship with Our Lady. If you mm-hmm. don't have that, it's not that it's a bad thing to pick up a preparation for consecration book and do it, but you're not going to have much of a chance of getting to its fullness.
Right. And mm-hmm. I will admit on a personal level, Father Hugh, that that's exactly what happened to me when I was in college. I was 19 years old and everybody was like, hey, Todd, are you going to consecrate yourself to the Blessed Mother? Everybody's doing this. I mean, it's good. It's positive
peer pressure.
Yeah, but I read the book. I said the prayers. I mean, I did it to the letter of the law. But after the consecration, it wasn't as if I was in some sort of, I mean, some of these people were talking about, oh, I feel like I'm in an espoused relationship with the Blessed Mother now. And I'm thinking, I don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, one of the things that's just a natural temptation with something like this is to almost force yourself to feel.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, St. Louis de Montfort even cautions in his writings of not seeking for felt consolations. But to have that pure faith of believing without feeling, which is the one of the great manifestations of faith.
Yeah.
But so for St. Louis de Montfort, though, the issue is if I have a stable relationship with Our Lady, if I've put together a basic participation which is steady and constant in the life of the church, and in doing that, if I feel the tug in my heart to want to take this to a deeper, a more perfect level, that's the best launching point mm-hmm. for considering something like an act of consecration. The other forms of consecration, which are not so total, are better for that person who's just beginning to forge a relationship with Our Lady.
Mm.
And, so one of the recommendations is start there. Start there and get some stability in your faith life, and get comfortable with Mary in your spiritual life.
Mm.
Because the total consecration begins with the desire to live Marian devotion perfectly.
Mm.
And by definition, you have to have the devotion to begin with so you can have that desire.
I think that's a really important point, because we don't want to feel like pressured like the other guy is doing it. We must not be as holy, or we must not be as devoted to Mary if we're not ready for consecration. So you might do something that you're, so it is for everyone, but not for everyone, because they might not be at that place yet to do that.
Exactly. It's not for everybody at every given moment in time.
Right.
In fact, the best preparation is first build Our Lady into your prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really interested in this, pick up either one of two books by St. Louis de Montfort. The best book is True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin, where he outlines in the greatest detail, both in general what devotion to Mary consists in, and then more specifically in the second half of the book, what perfect devotion to Our Lady consists in. And Father de Montfort, again, did not use the term consecration like we do it today.
Right.
The devotion was holy slavery as far as he was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough term. But it encapsulates that sense of total radical belonging and self-surrender that he's really pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation for this is participation in the life of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ shares everything with us, including who he is. And who is Jesus? Son of God and Son of Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And so for St. Louis de Montfort, I need to learn to open my life completely to receive all that Jesus gives me. And the best way to do that is to live fully as a son of Mary, just like Jesus.
Wow.
It's not Mary who gives me Jesus for St. Louis de Montfort. It's Jesus who, in giving me himself, gives me a relationship with his Blessed Mother.